The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, no surprise that what we're talking about today. Let's go to Harley and see where we are as at this moment. Harley.
Well, it is election day, of course, and people are having to choose between, well, a lot of people are saying, you know, we have bad choices, so we're just going to have to choose one of them. One guy said he's a bully, but she's unethical. And so he wasn't saying who he's going to vote for. There was a 94-year-old woman I thought was really good. Reporters asked her, this is down in Florida, what do you think about this? And she held her nose and stepped into the voting booth and voted. Said she'd probably vote Republican.
Those criticisms are a bit uncharitable, quite frankly. Hillary Clinton is a woman of real ability. Donald Trump is a totally different person, but he's certainly had success and he's got ability. He's charismatic. He's beaten some significant people to get the nomination. I think we tend to be a bit overly critical about these things. None of them are Mother Teresa. We know that.
Well, that's for sure. And we're always very hypercritical, no matter who it is. This time more than ever, probably because... You know, it's true that we have wrestled over the years with one scandal after another involving Hillary Clinton. There's no doubt about that. Donald Trump has stepped on his own feet time and time again during this campaign with the things he said. Most of people take it to be hyperbole, but at the same time, some people look at it and they say, and this has been a big talking point for Clinton, that he's unstable, that he's not to be relied on, that he doesn't have the kind of temperament that it takes to be president, whereas she has the training and everything else to be that, because not only has she been the first lady, but she's been Secretary of State. And so it's an interesting thing. The bottom line right now is that it looks like she certainly went into it leading in the public opinion polls. And while we don't know what the exit polls are saying yet, there's no reason to think at this moment that the opinion polls are wrong. On the other hand, it is certainly possible. The lines at the voting booths have been very, very long, which means that either one or both parties have managed to turn out the vote, and it could be very close. It's all going to be a matter that we've talked about so many times about the Electoral College and about half a dozen key states. If he loses Florida, he's probably done. But if he does lose Florida, he needs to win Michigan, which would be a flip. He needs to win Pennsylvania. He'll probably have Ohio. She will probably, you know, have some of the other states that she absolutely has to have. I mean, she's in the catbird seat. He has to pretty much run the table.
So. Well assessed. We'll just see what happens. All right. There'll be a new president. As I think I said last night, some wag sent me a joke, and history will be made because... If she is to win, it'll be the first time we'll have two American presidents sleep with one another. And if he's to win, it'll be the first time a billionaire's moved into public housing and seen out a black family. So hey, somewhere along the line, it'll happen. All right, Harley. Talk to you tomorrow. Right. Harley in the United States of America. 8:30 in Sydney, 7:30 in Brisbane.